You're listening to 90.3 Near FM, Northside Today with myself, Johnny. And now I'm joined with Klaus. He's a local resident in Dublin's northeast. He's going to be talking about how Halloween should be celebrated this year in light of COVID-19 pandemic. Good afternoon, Klaus, and thank you very much for joining us. Great to have you on.
Hi, Johnny. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone. I'm very well, thank you. We have a little bit sunny here in Northside.
Oh, that's good. Klaus, first of all, tell us, do you actually like Halloween? I mean, did you celebrate the night yourself in past years?
Yeah, Halloween, it's very nice. And I'm not from Ireland, and for me, it's all new. I enjoy the parade, the house decoration, and this kind of stuff.
Yes, of course. You're initially from Germany. You lived for a while in Brazil for some time. How is Halloween celebrated in those countries? Is it similar to here in Ireland?
In Germany, it is quite similar, depend where you're living. Because Germany has, like, in the south, some Celtic roots. But in Brazil, it's quite different. Oh, we don't celebrate there.
Oh, they don't celebrate at all. All right, okay.
And yet,
if you go from South America right up to North America in the United States, they really celebrate a big time up there, don't they?
Yes.
Anyway, Klaus, I know you don't have any children yet, but if you did, and let's say you had an 8-year-old, and now that we are in a very serious pandemic this year, you know, with rising cases as well, sadly, would you allow your child to go out trick-or-treating? Calling to neighbors' doors?
I would prefer not, because for not, like, being an agent for spreading more the virus. For example, I have a lovely neighbor in front of my door. He has asthma, and I know he's cocooning sometimes at home, and I would prefer give the candies for my child.
Yes, of course.
So like, have a family close celebration at home.
Yes, I see where you're coming from. And if any children with or without parents call to your door this year on Halloween night, will you open the door and greet them?
We'll not open the door. I just ask for wait on the gate. In the short distance, I can leave the packs in the gate and come back home for trying to have a less interaction.
Actually, that is a very good idea, which I never thought of. And what about bonfires? Do you feel they should be allowed to take place this year? Or any year, in fact?
Sorry?
You know the bonfires?
No, I don't like this because I have a dog at home and the home is very stressed with the fireworks.
Yes, and also I'd say your dog is would be very upset with the setting off of fireworks and bangers. You know, that would be very difficult for the dog. What is your view, though, on fireworks in general and with the pandemic this year? I mean, if just a family are isolated in their garden with no visitors, would you agree that that might be okay, apart from the fact that it upsets your dog?
Oh, yeah. We are trying to manage it with the problem with our dog. But I think that despite we're having this difficult situation, everyone can have, like, a nice time with the family and with the Halloween. And I know it's important for the children.
Yes, of course. In general, do you think all Halloween activities and events, you know, involving large groups of people should be cancelled this year?
I'm not much sure about being cancelled or not, but I'm just trying to follow in the government guidelines for hopefully we are going in better situation. But I don't know how the other people will manage it, but I'm trying to stay at home as much as I can.
Yes, I completely understand. So how will you celebrate yourself this year?
I'm just trying to see some Halloween movies on, like, Netflix or Amazon. Having, like, a Halloween own part at home. If I see someone asking for trick-or-treats, I'm just trying to manage giving to them in the safe way possible.
Yes, I understand. Well, I wish you a great evening and enjoy Halloween. We're going to leave it at that, Klaus. And thank you very much again for joining us today. It was lovely talking with you. And all the very best and take care and regards to your family.
Oh, thank you very much for yourself and for other people here in Dublin, Ireland. And I hope that we can have the nice parade, the festivals in next year for Halloween.
That sounds great. Okay, that was Klaus, local resident in northeast Dublin, talking about how Halloween should be celebrated this year in light of COVID-19 pandemic.